Three, two. That's a good song, isn't it?
It's an earworm. That, I think that's an incredible start to a show. I think this is going to be a great fun show.
I,
you know, that's it.
I ruined my day, though. Why is that, Ms. Adams?
What do you think I'm going to be doing all day now?
I have no idea.
Humming that.
That's a great song.
It is a great song.
Well,
I think I am a gummy bear.
Well, the reason I was first introduced to that song is when my nephew, who is a magnificent hockey player at the age of 8, they had a vote on which song to use when they win a game, and that's what they decided on. So,
oh, wow, really? That's so cute.
Yes.
But at the same time, I wouldn't like to go to his games now.
Well, you've seen video of him. He's actually an excellent skater. He's an excellent skater.
He's an outstanding little player.
Yes.
And quite the entertainer, I must add. A superstar definitely in the making.
Let's hope so. Anyway, let's get started. Ready?
Yes.
Good morning, good afternoon, or good evening, wherever you are, whatever time it is, you are listening to Dr. Nick.
And the Hot Odyssey chick, who is feeling much better, 100% better. I really think that I drink a cup of concrete, is that what you would say? I did good to get through the last show, because I felt like crap.
Well, that's good. The show must go on. Yeah. Well, you almost died from a fever, according to you.
Well, no, but the percentage is still there. Need we go over that again? Hmm. Anyhow, the last thing we did speak about, I just want to solidify the fact that my life is complete again. My dog Leo has obviously returned. It was dog napped, and Leo is not without trauma from the event, and probably will never be the same again. And other than that, everything has been fine for a week, so we don't need to call in the resident psychologist Dr. Alan Schoonmaker now.
Well, I don't think, well, you showed me video on your Facebook page from a while back where it shows him actually, yes, he was in a, you sure he didn't jump over the fence?
Well, I'm not 100% sure, but if he jumped over the fence, he's not like Superdog to the point where he can run that fast. By the time we get outside, he's completely gone. And then where was he all those hours? And why were his eyes bloodshot? And why was he swallowing nonstop like he'd been jerked over the fence? And why was he screeching to jump the fence if he jumped the fence?
All very valid points.
Anyhow, he's not like ran away now. He's outside now.
Good, good. Good. Well, we are approximately 1 month away from the beginning of the World Series of Poker.
Oh, yeah! Yay!
And
I'm going to be flying into LA personally on the 28th. I couldn't make it any earlier. Well, Las Vegas, I suppose. I'll say LA, though. That's obviously the international airport. And I know a lot of travelers are actually going to be there 7 days earlier to get over their jet lag. Of course, I'm doing video presenting, not playing. I'll put hemorrhoid cream under my eyes for any bags I may have from jet lag, and obviously apply 10 coats of makeup, as I do. But yeah, everyone else is getting there early. I'm a little jealous, but I'm staying later, Dr.
Yes.
Nick. Can we hang at the end of the World Series of Poker?
We certainly can. I mean, as long as you promise not to drink in front of me, because I don't want to feel inferior because of the amount of alcohol that you can consume compared to my very little amounts before I get completely thrashed.
I'm an Aussie. Yes, just for the record, completely thrashed as a few tequilas and Dr. Nick's pouring water out of the glass.
Well, I just... When we were in Noumea, I had a margarita, but what they didn't tell me is that they used a double shot of the tequila. Now, I was pouring the water. Now, I had a bottle of Perrier or Pellegrino, a liter of it, and I was pouring it, and my hand kept moving, and I could see the bottle moving, and I knew that the water was going to be coming over the side of the glass at a moment, but I was telling my body to stop. But it was like, nah, mate, just forget it. It ain't worth it.
That was a fabulous luncheon. I really did enjoy that. Speaking of bottles, World Series of Poker, drinking, and all of these other things, I don't know why this comes to mind, but But I wanted to talk about Gus Hansen. He was brought up last show.
Mm-hmm.
Now, as everyone in the poker world knows, I was kind of tutored specifically by Gus Hansen. I learned poker from lots of other places, but he is the main person I learned poker off.
Mm-hmm.
I learned by being on the player.com, where I was a moderator, news writer, and whatever else. That was his side after winning the Aussie Millions and yada, yada, yada. You know, direct chats and, you know, watching him play and playing with him online, which a lot of people probably don't know. In any case, he is back at the poker tables
right.
in his hometown of Monaco. I've noticed him a few times with a 50,000 starting stack playing Omaha,
mm-hmm.
I believe. And he says it's going to be a great summer. But I've also seen him rolling drunk on the floor. Gus will always be Gus.
Yes, he is. I finished reading his book.
You did.
Every Hand Revealed. It is an amazing read. I highly recommend it to anybody. I wonder though whether or not he decided to when he decided to write that book whether it affected his game or not. Some people say
he
yes.
Won the Aussie Millions.
Yes, I mean, but when people read it, did it affect his play? Obviously, everybody can look inside the mind of Gus Hansen through that book, but very few people can actually. Play like Gus Hans. Exactly. But he's a master strategist.
They can defend, I suppose, to a certain level against such play that they suspect.
Mm-hmm.
However, I think, this is my personal opinion, and this is like knowing a lot, I think that you can know the way Gus Hansen plays. You can know that he's, I don't know, a genius at work, really, in many ways. You can expect the unexpected from him, but you never really can tell where it's when it's going to happen. So I don't think so.
Right, absolutely.
No, it's not like just standard play style. It's like, you know, I'm all in.
Right.
I'm all in.
Well,
it's like, what, is he all in with pocket aces or 5-2 suited?
Well, there was an amazing video that he was playing, or a YouTube video with him on it, where he won something like 17 hands in a row. The guy is a master at actually playing the structure of a tournament. He wouldn't even look at cards. He would go all in and say, oh, I have a good hand. Oh, I don't have a good hand, but I got to play these cards. And he would win. Sometimes he would get lucky. Sometimes he was way ahead. But the point is, his strategic ability is far superior to a lot of players out there. Now, a lot of people say, well, is he better than Phil Ivey, Phil Hellmuth? Who knows? But all I know is the man is just an insanely bright poker player.
So the reason is because I decided, just on my own, without consulting you, that every week it was very important to me to read off all of the casino news from all around the world. I'm not going to be biased and just do the whole Las Vegas thing. And he was the number one article. And the article heading is, Gus Hansen, the man every man wants to be, and the man that every woman wants.
Well, he's rich, he's got courage, got guts, and he's very strategic minded. So
and he drinks a lot.
Well, I don't know about that part, but I mean you've had some insight better than probably a lot of people. What do you think of the article? What did you think of it? Do you think it's accurate? Do you think it's not accurate? Do you think
it's some
truth?
Very accurate. I think that he's a panty dropper. I mean, not to me in particular, but I've seen the man in action, and definitely women just drool over him. I don't see it. I'm not into bald men or Danish men, for that matter, or skinny, scrawny men. Sorry, Gus. And the man that every man wants to be. Well, I think that's very accurate, too. I mean, he lives a lavish, fun, exciting lifestyle. He does what he wants when he wants. I know, obviously, he has his downtimes. And, you know, in this industry, a lot of people, you know, have demons, they have to deal with them, whatever else. But definitely, he lives a lifestyle every man, so I agree.
Mm-hmm.
I agree. Not all women and not all men, but I agree.
Very nice. Oh, speaking of interesting news, another poker player that I saw just at the Bellagio, who was actually at the blackjack tables, was Jennifer Tilly today. I think I called you.
You did.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
She was playing blackjack at the Bellagio today. At the $200 tables, 2x200, I think she was playing, and she was doing pretty well. Very, very solid grasp of basic strategy. So good for her.
Well, I believe that Jennifer Tilly may or may not have been. I'll have to think. No, I better not say that. Hold on. I'll have a little look on my phone and see if I can
Okay.
say that before we. Anyway, back to the World Series of Poker. One of the things that we really wanted to talk about this on this show was preparation and planning for it.
Sure,
There's a
absolutely.
lot of first timers. Now, I know, we want to bridge worlds and bring all different casino games in, which we will, because we're going to talk a little strategy on roulette, right?
Yes.
This is a very important event and a very big event, and I think that there's lots of people that are first timers, there's lots of people that are second timers, there's lots of people that, don't quite know what to expect or how to plan ahead, and I think that giving them some tips would be great.
Travel tips, eating tips, all sorts of tips. First of all,
Right.
don't stay at the Rio. It's a terrible hotel.
Let me think. Okay, so my last World Series of Poker, where did I stay? I stayed at the Rio for part of the time, and another part of the time I stayed at the Aria.
The Vdara.
Now, of course. Oh, yeah, the Vdara. My bad.
Which
Why do
is.
I always say the Aria?
Well, the
I'm
Aria is
sorry.
right. The Aria is right next to the Vdara. But
Right, it's probably because I looked out my window and saw the word Aria so much, it just got
Yes.
stuck in my head.
The Vdara is actually a beautiful casino. Or, not sorry, not a casino. It's a beautiful
Place it,
hotel.
yeah,
Yes.
it is, and
Yeah.
it's very very secure. I felt very safe there, and I know that well, I can say it, I suppose, because you're not going to be able to just get on in there. They have security all over the place, but I know a lot of our top players stay there, and a lot of stars, a lot of NBA stars were there, and so on and so forth.
Well,
So
that's the NBA Summer League was there last year. Is in Las Vegas, so a lot of the players were staying there,
Right.
because NBA players, obviously, especially the rookies, you want to kind of keep them away from the casino environment because some of the young guys, they get a lot of money, a lot of notoriety. They can get in trouble, not in trouble, but I mean just. It's an environment very conducive to bad mistakes at which is Las Vegas generally is.
Right, like our Australian player who plays for Philly, I think. He's just had an injury.
Adams. No, he is the
No, not
no.
Adams.
There's a guy
The
who
other,
there's
he's a
a
first draft pick. But they're looking at a $100 million contract for him next year. Imagine him with all that money.
Well, you got to remember, after American taxes, he's only probably pocketing about 70 million, so that's not really
No, not really, right?
I take that problem any day
Anyhow,
of the week.
so back to the staying. Maybe we should think of the flying first. Some people haven't booked their flights that are coming from either interstate or from overseas. You have places like Skyscanner and Cheapo Flights and Cape Cod.
Kayak.
Right, that's how you
Car.
pronounce it.
Now
IAX, I think.
there was a wonderful commercial for that travel site, that flight searching site when it first came out. It was at first it, let me just set the scene. At first it was a kid who was getting bullied, and he told the guy, the bullying kid, that he said, "Well, I grow up, I'm gonna take a travel site and I'm gonna ban you from using it, and it's gonna be the best traveling site in the world." And it shows him later in life, flash forwarding, where he's trying to book a flight, and I said, "You've been banned from using this site." He's like, "No, no, I want the cheapest flight. I want the cheapest flight." But
Well, about those places, Dr. Nick, go on there, get the cheapest prices by a mile, and if you really want to use a more personal site, there's lots of travel agents that price match. So
right. And you did
yeah,
that
do it
too.
that way.
When you booked your
Yes.
flight, you had a travel agent who you paid a little bit extra, like $50 more, and if you found a cheaper flight, they would price match it.
Right, but the $50 covers, different kinds of insurances and the service, obviously.
Right.
She's my personal little jet setting organizing lady, so
Right.
available 24/7, do things like that. So that's the flights. Ground transport. There's been lots of talk on the internet, people worried travel to the Rio, this, that. Should I do Uber? Should I do Uber Share? Should I hire a car? Should I? What do you think?
Well, it depends where you're going to be staying. Just remember, in Las Vegas, even though the casinos look very close together, they are really not.
And we
Today,
know this from your walking.
yes, on my iPhone, I have the health app today. Now, I parked at the Bellagio and I walked all around. I met Dr. Alan Schoonmaker for lunch today,
Oh, lovely.
Yes, and even just to the Caesar's Palace and back, and a couple, and across the streets, and we walked around a little bit. I think I put in something like 6 miles in walking. It's absurd,
Wow.
and they don't
What
look that
comes to
far.
mind when what comes to mind to me, sorry to over talk you again, when you say that is Dr. Alan Schoonmaker, such the walker.
He is the walker.
He
He
is.
yes, he is. He is like that's his nickname, the Walker. And the man records everything. And
Okay,
he
are there shuttle buses?
there are some shuttle buses, yes. I think the Rio has a shuttle bus that goes to the Strip and back. I think either to Harrah's or to the Cromwell. And the Orleans has one to the Strip and back to the Orleans. There's a free shuttle from Palace Station to the Fashion Show Mall.
And there's
So
always the what do you call them? Those things that travel through the sky. Monorails is what we call them.
there is a monorail. There is one. A tram, or essentially a tram.
Tram,
Yeah,
right.
there's one on the west side of the Strip that goes from that stops at the Flamingo, and then goes all the way to the Hilton, or the convention center is. And then there is one between the Bellagio, and it goes to the Vdara, the Cosmo, and the area. It stops there, and then you get off there, and you can walk, and then you go to the Excalibur, and the Exa there's a shuttle or tram rather that goes from the Excalibur all the way to the
Rio?
no, not the
All the
Rio,
way headed to the Rio?
Mandalay Bay. Well, I'm just trying to give people a sense of idea of how to jump on the tr
You're
if you're
right.
staying at Mandalay Bay, for example. You can jump on a tram and go from Mandalay to Excalibur, walk a little bit to the Aria to the Bellagio, and then it's just a short walk from the Bellagio to the Rio, maybe a half a mile.
Cool.
So it's
Right,
possible.
okay.
But
And what about buses?
There are buses up and down the strip all the time, like every 5 or 10 minutes, the double-decker buses. It's about $7 for 2 hours, or like $12 or something like that for a 24-hour pass. Good, but again, if you're walking to the Rio, I mean, you're from the strip to the Rio, you're looking at probably a 15-minute walk, maybe
That's not
10.
bad.
No,
Well, that's
no.
what my choice would be, walk.
Well, of course, yes, but some people are
That's what
lazy.
I would do.
So that's.
Okay, so the accommodation, accommodation, accommodation. The Las Vegas Advisor booklet, does that have accommodation for us?
There.
Because I know I've been getting emails and there's some great prices in
Yes,
the membership emails.
there are some. Yeah, there are some discount rates. Stay 3 nights, get 1 night free, for example, at the El Cortez downtown. There's a couple 50% reduced rates, and you just check them periodically to see what the deals are. But there are a lot of deals there. But anybody's gonna be there for any great deal of time. I mean, you're looking at long term stuff. A week or 2 weeks. It's probably best to call the hotel directly and see what kind of rates they can offer you, or even hotels.com. And in which case, you're always better in the off strip locations, with the exception of the Rio, because the Rio jacks prices up during the World Series of Poker.
Right, and of course you can share with people too.
Yes. I mean, if you're there for a month, it might even be worthwhile just looking on short-term housing, like looking for a month. Some people charge like two
A room
grand,
to rent.
or no, not really. Well, a room to rent or a house. I mean, you can rent a house for like $1,500 a month, or maybe 2,000, and you get 4 or 5 people. That's pretty cheap.
And do you know what else I found out about accommodation and motels and whatever else, or whatever they are, hotels, motels, is if you opt to not have your sheets changed every single day, you can get discounts.
Really? I didn't know that.
Well, there you go, you
Yeah.
do now. So, food. Okay, so we're headed to the World Series of Poker now. We've got everything sorted out. Take food, guys.
Get
And
food,
water.
water, food. At the Rio, there is a Smith's grocery store about 1.5 miles down. I'd stop there, load up on maybe a couple cases of water and some fruit and produce or whatever. Maybe grab a cooler, put some ice in it. If you
I
plan.
like Caesar salads.
Yes, those are pretty cheap too. Anything to reduce your food cost, because they just charge you through the roof at the Rio. Everything is just so expensive. There's a Burger King right down the street from there. That's always a good place to go for a quick hot meal.
I've seen them. I've seen lots of players ordering food on in too, at the
Right.
tables,
Yeah. Well,
like noodle boxes.
they're You can order them from the grill there, but then again,
Right.
they charge
Oh,
you a
okay.
ton of
All
money.
right.
They charge you a ton of money there,
I see.
but again, and again, I can't stress this enough, folks. The Las Vegas Advisor LVA membership book is a great bargain. I mean, there's a lot of
Oh,
there.
yeah, but that for dinner and lunches and whatnot, if you
Yeah.
know, especially if your days you're not playing, days where you want to have some downtime, absolutely.
Two
Wow.
for one buffets at every place in the street, on the strip, I should
So go
say.
halves with a friend. Get two
Yeah.
for one, go halves with a friend.
Exactly. It's just a great bargain. I can't. And of course, our favorite. When we were there last time, I think I introduced Danielle to the Ellis Island steak
Oh my
special.
gosh, yes, absolutely. Isn't it amazing? And I'm the tiniest little thing and I ate every little bit of it. I don't know how. Food coma alert, but yeah,
Yeah,
wow.
it's like 11, like $12.99. It's a sirloin steak, a 12-ounce sirloin steak. It's a salad, baked potato, greens, and if it's over 100 degrees, you get a 99-cent beer. So
Can we
there
go
you.
there too?
I think we
Purely
would
for the
do.
food, of course,
Yes,
not,
not for the
you
beer.
know,
And I believe
right.
you said that it reminds you the most of an Australian pub.
It did, yes, absolutely. Which means I should then go and say, because I was like feeling a little anxious. I get anxious. I don't go to Australian pubs. But yes, it did.
Why don't you go to Australian pubs?
Because men get drunk here and violent. I mean, if we had all of the guns in Australia that you guys have over there, we'd have people being shot up in every pub every night instead of being punched and hit with pool cues and crazy things like that. It really is. I don't know. I'm not a fan of Australian pubs.
So at least
In and out for lunch. And I know Leo's still here.
So at least that portion of the Crocodile Dundee movies was true.
Yes.
I see.
Apologies to everyone in advance. The dog is trying to get in my bedroom from outside.
Oh, he's trying to protect you,
Yes, he knows I'm in danger. He
I
heard the whole pub thing. The dog
think.
senses. Okay, so food, water, take it all with you. Take a cook, grab a cooler bag and take that to keep everything nice and cool. Obviously, when it comes to clothing, take something to keep warm inside the casino. I personally get very cold.
Yes, the you dress in layers appropriately. And
Yes. And lastly, when it's toilet break time, maybe try and go a little earlier, or don't try and go to the toilet when,
right.
it is toilet break
Well,
time. It's the lines of
yeah,
food.
here's a tip that I learned from our good friend Mel Judah. He says every time he's playing an event, he leaves the table 5 minutes before the break and just goes to the bathroom because he doesn't want to stand in line for whatever. 40 minutes or miss a hand. So better to miss hands early or late hands when you're going to the bathroom than starting up again.
And of course, I should say this lastly, the whole registration thing, you can register online, get to the cage early. You don't want to be lined up for an hour and a half to, register your event, right? The lines are
Correct.
huge.
Correct.
And the other thing is when you're cashing out, they're also huge. So be prepared to wait for your money.
Good, good, good. Yeah, because they'll probably have, they'll take your money in a heartbeat. They'll have 10 cashiers to take your money to register, but only one cashier to give the money out.
I don't know, I've never cashed out. The world's too selfish.
Yes,
No.
yes.
So Jennifer Tilly, I can confirm, silly me, I'm so absent-minded, is a possible inductee. She's in the line for voting for the Women in Poker Hall of Fame for this year.
Well,
So that's on
congratulations.
the 26th. We have the Women in Poker Hall of Fame luncheon. Guys and girls, you can go on and book your tickets now if you want to go and see all of the brilliant women that have already been inducted into the Poker Hall of Fame, the ones that are up for induction this year, which are Hermes Blom, Mandy Glogo, Hayley Ince, Angelica Hale, Maria Ho, Karina Jett, Terry King, Shirley Rosario, Kara Scott, Lupe Soto, and Jennifer Tilly. So there you have it in alphabetical order.
Well, I think on pure name recognition alone, I think Jennifer Tilly's got an advantage over everybody.
I would think Kara Scott.
I don't know who that is.
Or Maria Ho.
Maria Ho is very popular too.
Yes.
So she,
Anyhow.
yeah, she, Jennifer Tilly has won a bracelet, though, hasn't she? I do believe she has.
Well, yeah, but it's not just about winning bracelets, Nicholas.
It's about promoting women in poker, correct?
Correct.
Correct. Well, in that case, well, there's
Well,
one person.
both. Women in, we're doing the women in poker that are actually not promoting women in poker, promoting poker as a whole, being a good ambassador in the poker community, you know, whether it be winning, putting poker out there, whatever. Kind of the same as, you know, dedicating your life to it,
I
basically.
see. I
Dedicating
see.
your life to
Now, speaking of poker tournaments, I am entering my first poker tournament at the South Point Casino on May 7th. So
And
we will see how
going
that
to
goes.
win it?
I don't know. I'm reading, and but I have a feeling there's a great amount of luck that involves in winning poker tournaments. You got to run good.
Run good indeed. Run
Yeah.
Good Gear was one of my sponsors last year.
Very good, very good. Now, speaking of
Well,
which, you
I
got.
think I should go and order. I should go and put myself into a blackjack poker tournament. My gosh, a blackjack tournament.
Oh, well, again, that
You're
also has to
doing
do.
poker.
Let's cross over the world and see what happens. Cats, yeah, up is down, down is up. It's crazy. No, let me just tell you, I am going to be. Actually, out of Las Vegas for about a week. I'm actually heading back to Chicago, my hometown, home of the world champion Chicago Cubs. Even though it was 2016, I've been waiting a long time to say that. So it's like equivalent to your Richmond Tigers winning the AFL
It
Cup.
is,
So
except we're going to win back-to-back
yes.
premierships.
Oh, I see. But I used Skyscanner there, and I got a round trip ticket from Las Vegas to Chicago for $152.
Which is
So.
a bargain,
Which
right?
is a bargain, yes. I make it a point every year to go home for Mother's Day to see my mom on Mother's Day and my aunt. So I will take them
Oh.
out and for Mother's Day. And I just got lucky this year because of how cheap the prices were. So, and
Very
I
lovely.
told my mom, guess how much I paid for it. She's like, oh, how much did you pay for it, Diamond Jim? Yes.
You're a joke. Okay.
That's was. Do you have any advice, general strategy advice for me, Miss Hot Aussie Chick, regarding poker tournament? How to attack? What should I do?
Yes, don't go into it playing like a limit poker player.
Yes, I was. Tr I just. I haven't been playing poker that long, but I have been doing limit, and I can't buy a pot with like. I think you saw me one time. I tried to. I was in a, we, I, when I entered a no limit tournament, and I tried to bluff the pot with like a $15 raise, which is a lot for limit poker, right? But it's nothing.
It was like a $100 pot.
Yes. Oh, speaking of which, I think I told you earlier today I was playing a limit game at the Palace Station, and they have a promotion, High Hands of the Hour. And I had ace eight of hearts. I was under the gun. So I called $2 just to see the flop. Usually I wouldn't play that, but for $2, what are you gonna do? So and then everybody called around. The flop comes ace rag eight. So I flopped top two pair. And it was a 2-6 spread limit game, so I raised six. I get called. Turn I called like four people. Turn comes queen. I bet again six, and I get one more caller, and then the river comes in as an ace, so I have aces full of eights.
And you
So
won the high hand?
I did win the hot hands. I got a $100 bonus. But what I did was I took my stack of chips and I like picked it up and I slammed it down and said 20, because there was like the only person left was me and another guy who had an over button. And he's like, I don't know. And then he thinks about it, he thinks about it. Ultimately, he folds. So I get aces full of eights. I beat, got a decent sized pot and a high hand. So I was happy. So I won like $78 or $70 or $68 yesterday. So I was pretty happy with that.
Good for you.
Yes. So,
I won nothing.
yes, well, you didn't play.
I was in
Australia.
Australia.
Speaking of which, I've just got word that Australia, the Australian government, has sent out cease and desist letters to all affiliates and casinos telling them not to market to their Australian players now. So it's completely off the table and completely banned. So it's essentially like the United States in that respect. And the only thing that you can do is, in Australia at
Sports
least,
bet.
sports betting and some lottery, and then there's live games to some extent. The pokies, right? You can do at the
Or
casino.
play money.
Play money, or like pachinko games, like you they have in Japan, where basic
Right.
where you essentially you would play for prizes and things like that. So
Right. Can
that's
you actually do that? Yes, you can.
yeah. So those are the things, at least in the casino news that I've heard. Anything else interesting on your end of the earth?
Well, there's heaps in casino news, but I thought we were going to talk about strategy because, you know.
Right. Okay. Yeah, we can do a quick ideology of why the market. There's something in gambling called the martingale system. Now, the martingale system is, for example, you use it for basically in any even money bet, with where the odds are near 50%. For example, baccarat, or for example, roulette. And what you do is you bet $1 or 1 unit, and if you lose, you bet 2 units, and if you lose, you bet 4, then 8, then 16, and then
I used
32,
that system
64.
once.
Yes. Now
It
it's
failed me.
miserably. It failed you miserably. It's a very deceptive system, because you can get a lot of small wins with, but in the event that you lose like 12, 10, 12 bets in a row, you just lose an enormous amount of money. It just wipes out your gains entirely.
And let me show you this. It's even more of a spectacle, more of a heart attack, more of an awful situation if you're in a club in Australia. Excuse me, I'm eating cheese. I've quit smoking, everyone, so I had to replace it with something.
Way to go.
So I quit smoking again, I should say. If you're playing like what they have here in the clubs, not casino, well, they have them in casinos too, is like a big electronic wheel and like, you know, 20 chairs behind it. And so you sit down on your chair and you put money in, right? And if you're doing the double up system, eventually you can only bet maximum, I think it's $100. I haven't done it for a long time because of this epic fail. I will never do it again, actually. Well, obviously, when the bets get really high, you've got to go from machine to machine to machine to machine to machine and jam the money in as fast as you can, and it's just impossible. And people come along and sit in the way, and anyhow.
So there's two reasons why it fails. Because one, low probability events, like 1/2 to the nth power, which where n stands for how many times you're gonna go to it, like for 10 times in a row, that's 1 × 2 to the 10th. So it's 1 × 2 × 2 × 2 × 2 × 2 × 2 × 2 × 2 × 2, which is 10, which is a 1 in, whatever number that is. It's a low probability event, but by the time you hit that, you're there. You've what they call you've reached the table maximum, because the casinos, like you said, are only allowed to bet $100, or in that particular club that your table you're maxed out at the at, you're maxed out, so you can't not get enough money on the table to cover that loss. So that's why that fails. And so that's the main reason why the martingale system fails. It was developed by this casino owner in New York, I think, just way at the beginning of the
Was his
casino.
name Martingale?
I don't recall what his name actually was. I did write an article about it years ago, where
Listeners, let us know.
yes, it's easy enough to Google, but he would actually tout this system to his players, saying, "Oh, Mr. X won that so many, so much money using that system," in hopes of enticing his players to use it, knowing that in the end, the low probability events would just wipe people out, and they were capped by the table limit, so they couldn't get to that
So they
final
can't go
bet.
to high roller area? Like they can't like lose there and then go to a high roller area and continue?
Well, you could, but you got to
You
remember
know, if you
you.
had the raw, if you had the money,
Yeah,
yeah.
you could, but again, it's very risky. And there's another system called the Diablert system, which is something similar, not quite as risky as the Martingale system. So, for example, if you have what it does is if you move your units by one, depending on whether you win or lose. So, say if you betting $1 and you won, you would bet you would bet $1 again. But if you lose, you would bet $2. And if you lose again, you would bet $3. If you lose again, you would bet $4. So you're not doubling up the
So only
system.
one unit rise.
Right. You're
Okay,
only
not two.
and but if you would win, then you would go down a unit. So you would bet, so if you win, say you're at 5 units and you win, then you would reduce your unit by to four. And then if you lose again or you win again, then you reduce it to three. So you're just moving your units by one. It's less risky than the Martingale system, but it's still a losing proposition over the long term.
Right, but if you're just like gonna have a little game of roulette,
Right. Yeah. If you want to have some
you've got
fun.
$100 to lose, let's say. You're
Right.
better off than hitting a slot machine, right?
Right. Oh, absolutely. Now, what I would do, the way to attack roulette for me, if you have a husband, a wife, a girlfriend, or somebody that you're at the casino with, the only way to really,
Or a co-host.
yeah, a cohort or a co-host, some, or we call
Cohort? Did you
co
just call me a
co
whore?
cohort, which
Oh.
is Confederate, cohort,
Oh, good. I was just going to jump through and slap you. That's really rude.
or as what we call a Confederate, your partner in crime, playing. If you both have players' cards, what you can do is you can bet $20. One person of you bets red, the other person bets black, and you find yourself a single zero roulette, and you'll together you'll lose maybe $6 an hour, because you're 90%, 99% of the time you're offsetting. One wins, one person wins, one person loses. So you combine your bankrolls, but you're getting like, $12 an hour in comps. So that's a good way to approach the game, with a partner. Does that make sense, even for a non-math
Well, it
person like you?
does. Yes, it
So
does. That makes
those are
sense.
ways to attack the game. We call that comp hustling, attacking a game, just to for the comps. And yeah, but again, that's a little bit, I don't want to say dangerous now, but it's definitely not as
Sounds stupid to me. It's not much fun.
it's not as
I want to put
lucrative.
all my money on one number and win.
Yes, according to your sister, you always bet on black, right? No, I played roulette. I had a match play and I bet on red and I won. It was a
Well, I
$15
had
match
match
play.
plays, and I bet on black,
Did
and
you?
on black, and on black, and on black. Don't take the advice of my sister.
Apparently
Black
not.
loses.
Right. But eventually the as I was saying, the comps are not really there anymore because a lot of the casinos are in financial trouble and they don't, well, you got to be at least a $100 player to get any type of significant comps from a casino anymore. So that's why. So that's where we're at. With
So
our
go
strategy.
to if you're going to just like gamble to have fun, put your losing pile of money aside and
Yes. Do you
do
just,
your
yeah, you play for a couple hours and you maybe get, maybe it's enough to pay for a lunch or something. But,
and you
it's.
had fun in the meantime.
Well, actually, you don't really have fun because it is quite boring and quite.
Right, so then just go lose the money by putting a buck on black and
Right,
or
right,
a 25 or
right.
one or
So, yeah, so whatever. So you might lose a little bit because occasionally you'll land on zero and you'll both lose the bet. But most of the time, you're going to do well because you're earning the comps as you play. Not too bad. And
right.
again, you can do that with baccarat too, and the pass no pass line in craps. Now that's probably a little bit more lucrative because the only if you bet one person bets a pass and one person bets the no pass line, I think you're only losing on a box car double sixes.
You're
So,
making no sense to me. I've never played craps or looked into craps in my whole entire life.
well, if you roll double sixes, you crap out. They call that it's called if you roll twos.
You crap
Or
out.
yeah, or if you roll snake eyes, which is double ones, or box cars, which is double sixes, then you lose on the first bet. But I think you can only lose on the box cars. I have to double check
Is
that.
this? Is this where the Australian slang word crap came from?
No, the word crap came from a guy who actually invented the toilet. The man who invented the toilet, his name was John Crapper.
Oh,
So that's
that's
where
where it came
that's where
from.
that's hand to God, that's his real name, John Crapper. So it's like I gotta go to the John, which is,
The crapper,
the
right.
John of the Crapper. So there you go. You learn something new every day.
I'll tell you what I learn about names just before we go on. I feel so awful I name my son his first name, middle name John Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I find out like 17 years later that it means male areas.
I was not aware of that.
My poor son.
Oh, yes. Also, lastly, I think we should talk about the new venture I got coming up.
Strategy. Yes. It's all about strategy.
Yeah, it is. Soon we have the site up. We're modifying it and discussing pricing structures and whatnot. But we have a new site called Casino Exploits, where obviously a player goes to learn how to exploit casinos, all different types of strategies and how to approach games. And I think we're going to put the podcast on there as well.
Probably, yeah.
Right.
And that's a little more in depth, just for the record. You know, as an example, the Martingale system and the
yes. whatever the heck you call it. We break down the Albert system. We kind of break down the mathematics behind it and why it works and run through the derivation. So everything is in front of you. So check it out if you get a chance. Look at it. There's going to be
starting next week.
Yeah, starting next week, we'll probably get that. It should be the structure is up, the framework is up. We're uploading articles right there right now and just putting the final touches on it. But we hope to do a formal launch within inside a month. So it'll be up and running. And also, I would like to give a shout out to our newest affiliate station, CasinoMeister.com, based in Germany. Brian is a good friend of mine. He's a sharp guy. And we're working on additional affiliates. CasinoMeister.com is a site where people can go to evaluate online casinos and see what type of bonus structures are being currently paid out. And also, if there's a dispute within the casino environment, the online casino environment, they do offer a conflict resolution where they can come in and mediate the solution, try to figure out what the hell happened and try to get people paid. Yes.
That's cool.
Yes.
So, as an example, as a question rather, a few years back, I made entry into the $1.5 million guaranteed tournament on Full Tilt Poker,
mm-hmm.
and something or other happened, and then my tournament entry disappeared, and then it came back, and it was an entry into a $1 million guaranteed. It's like $500,000 difference in prize money. So, of course, I go crazy and rant and rave and get, picked up by the media as a crazy woman. But $500,000 difference, come on. So if it's something like that, these...
Yes, they can come in. They can come in and they can take and evaluate the situation, see what happened. I'm not sure if they do poker mediation, but I know they do, like, say you win a bonus or something and you're trying to get your money and they say, well, wait a minute, something's not right. Mm-hmm. They would go ahead and they would figure it out and try to recover it. Try to find a resolution that is acceptable to everyone. So
that sounds awesome.
It's a good service. I've known Brian for about 3 years now, so good guy and a lot of good information on that
free.
Side. There's no lawyers, there's no fee. They're not paid by the casinos, they are not paid by anybody. They just mm-hmm. do this as a service for their people that visit their site. So it's pretty good.
Good. That's awesome.
So that's
speaking of sites and all this other kind of stuff, casino this, casino that. As I was saying earlier, I wanted to go over the casino news every week because there's just no casino news reports.
Right.
Is that boring or not?
No, I don't think so. I think it's good to know what's going on. In Las Vegas, I think there's a big gear up for the World Series of Poker right now. The town is actually going crazy because the Golden Knights are in the playoffs and they're just doing fantastic, even though they did lose in overtime, double overtime, against the San Jose Sharks on Saturday. But still, mm-hmm. a lot of good stuff going on with them. And also, the second professional team that's coming to Las Vegas, the Las Vegas Raiders, the football team, they have broken ground.
Is that where you are or where I am? I hear men voices.
I'm not sure. It's probably outside my window, but I shall close the window just to see.
Okay.
All right. So the Las Vegas The Las Vegas Raiders have recently broken ground on their new stadium, and there are lots of cranes and things that are going up, and they're making lots of progress. So there you go. The Las Vegas Raiders are coming to town in 2019 or 2020. I can't remember which, but they are well on their way.
Well, I've done lots of reading, and the residents of Las Vegas are feeling like that it's turning somewhat into Los Angeles, whatever that means, because I've not lived at either place. They said they just feel like it's just completely changing, which is
Well,
great.
it is. I mean, there's a lot of people are coming in from Las Vegas. A lot of people are coming in from Los Angeles, I should say, to Las Vegas, and they are going, and the town is growing at an exceptionally fast rate. So definitely, it is changing. Sometimes,
Right.
but now here's an interesting fact, though, about that, about the stadium. What is going on? How they're paying for the stadium is they are actually charging a room tax. Excuse me.
I said, excuse me,
Oh.
I'm eating cheese
Oh,
still.
still, you love your cheese, don't you?
I do.
Okay, so what they're doing in order to pay for the stadium, they're actually charging increased rates on the rooms. So they're charging you with like a $10 or $12 tax on the rooms of people that are visiting, and that's how they're paying for the stadium. Amazing,
Wow.
right? So they are definitely getting the most out of their travel. And now a lot of conventioneers and everything that are coming here are playing and are paying for that, so that's how they're paying for the stadium.
I think we have a cross line.
Possibly, possibly. Who
Whatever. Okay,
knows?
so casino news everywhere else. Adelaide Casino is expanding, and that's going to start in 2 weeks. That's in Australia for anyone who doesn't know. And yeah, they're spending an absolute fortune on that, so that's really good. That's like not surprising though, right? There's like no online poker and no online this and no online that, so of course the casinos are going to increase and remodel and whatever else.
The
And
Adelaide casinos?
Adelaide, South Australia. Yes, Adelaide
Isn't
Casino is expanding.
that the team that your Richmond Tigers crushed in the Premier Cup?
Oh, it is. Yes, it is. In the
Sorry,
Premiership,
yeah,
yes.
sorry to all the
Suckers.
I guess so. That's good in
And
Australia.
there's also Atlantic City, I think it is. Who's Bruce Diefick? He, owned former Revel Casino, and he's reopening it as the Ocean Resort Casino, and he's doing a whole lot of, stuff. Like, he's making changes. He saw issues with his casino before, such as, well, he's changing things like people will be able to smoke, eat a buffet, take bus trips, blah, blah, blah. He saw it as a problem for his casino, so he's making sure there's something for everyone. It's
There you
another one
go.
that, is kind of making huge changes. Churchill Springs Casino. Do you know where that is? It's in Fallon, Nevada.
I don't know.
Well, they're choosing to replace their existing casino management system. So, if anyone's into that kind of stuff, you can go check out exactly what they're doing. They've put out press releases and.
Oh, did we mention last time that Richard Branson has purchased the Hard Rock Casino in Las Vegas?
I think we did.
We did, yes. And so I think they're keeping the same management system in place for at least a while, but they do plan to put like $100 million in renovations on it. So there you go.
Wow. And
Oh.
Macau, another one. Macau's Galaxy Entertainment Group is going to build a $500 million integrated casino resort, but it's on hold at the moment.
Yes, and
Looking.
the Wynn Casino that's being issued in Boston, I know for a fact, is they are trying to because of Steve Wynn's recent problems with his womanizing and whatnot. They are
He's actually suing someone over
yes,
it, but anyway.
someone he's suing for defamation. Yeah, but they're
Right.
trying to sue to get the actual name off the Wynn, which I think is a big mistake because Steve Wynn is really an icon in this industry. He may be a scumbag morally, but I mean, men who use
He
women,
is.
yeah, maybe, I don't know. But from things that I've heard about him, he's not. But men who use money and power to attract women is, was like, this is not the first time it's happened. And, a lot of women have in the past, I don't know how they do that, but women tend to gravitate towards that. Some women, not all, but it tends to be an
Not
aphrodisiac
me.
for women, I suppose. So,
Not me, not me.
yes, you like your
I'm
men
not.
poor and broke, right? Poor, broke, and what else?
I don't know, but apparently that's my track record to date.
Apparently so.
Niagara Falls Casino. A couple of people were stabbed there.
Why?
I don't know, they must have got in a fight. Maybe they were on drugs or something. Regardless, that happened there. So I'm not ever going to that casino.
Well, that's a good point. Or a good idea, I should say.
Yes, a very good idea not to go there. I try
Okay.
to avoid. What about
Go ahead.
all the blackjack news?
Not much going on in the blackjack realm, but we hope to
Well,
have
there is
some.
in India.
What's going on in India?
Well, remember I said, not last show, maybe the show before, I can't remember, one of our episodes, I was talking about PokerStars opening up the
Right.
market to India.
Yeah, for
Well,
poker.
now online blackjack for real money is opening in India. The Indian press
Oh.
is all over it.
Well, good. I've never been to, well, never been to India for any length of time, but I don't plan on
Right.
going to India, but that's a.
Well, you can play blackjack online in India.
Well,
Would you
there you.
suggest playing blackjack online?
I don't know. I mean, I've seen instances of blatant cheating, and I'm not really sure. I personally wouldn't, but you never know. Now, the interesting thing about this whole thing, though, I say cheating and whatnot, but in my opinion, this push to avoid online gaming has nothing to do with player protection or regulation, and it has everything to do with the ability to tax the players. So if a player comes in and they can't figure out, the government can't figure out how to tax the money, and everybody wants a piece of the pie, and no one can get a piece, and they just said, fine, just ban it outright. And that's what it comes down to. It has nothing to do with player protection or anything of that nature. It's just everybody wants a piece of the pie, that the governments want the money. In the United States,
Well,
well, in the United States, it's a particular problem because, if you open it up to cross states, which states are going to get what, and the government's going to get how much. It's just very complicated.
the Nevada gaming revenue topped 1 billion for the 3rd month straight. Did you know that? So that just goes to show. 100% right.
Online revenue or casino revenue?
No, casino
Okay.
revenue.
Well, yes, I understand. Now, revenue is one thing, but actual how much do they spend is a whole another scenario. So, I mean, we're looking at profits now, right?
Right, and then the tax, but the players are obviously there, and
Oh, the
anyway.
players are there, yes, and but again, the gaming had revenue has just been horrendous. A lot of it is not from gaming anymore. It's from, the secondary sources, like your hotels are bringing it because they're not comping rooms as much anymore. Now here's something that I learned. If you're a Diamond member with Harrah's property, a Diamond, there are two levels of Diamond membership. You
Wow.
can be a Diamond membership at 15,000 points, and you can get access to the Diamond Lounge, but they charge you money to get in. In order to have the Diamond Lounge free, you have to reach 25,000 points, almost 40% more than just a standard. I'm not 40%. Almost you have to get like 66% more points in order to get the free membership and the free alcohol and the free stuff and the free hors d'oeuvres and everything. So
I
they're,
think I've got like 20 points on some of my cards.
yeah, you're a little bit off.
I think so.
Just a little bit. Before we wrap up, anything going on with
Oh.
Leo?
Well, yeah, right now he's chewing at my wall outside my bedroom. Probably everyone's heard him. I'm sorry about that.
Our
He
team
has learned
mascot.
some amazing tricks this week, though, which would be to search and find human beings. So, as an example, if my daughter ever goes missing, we just say, we just give him something of hers to sniff.
Right.
And, we say, where's Ellie? Go search, go find. And off he goes. And wow, he can find her in the most amazing places, like enclosed closets inside suitcases.
She was in a suitcase.
Inside the closet,
Does she
yes.
really want to go to America that bad? You're willing to put her in a suitcase?
Anyhow, that's and he's also started doing his cup trick again, which is, you know, where you move cups around really fast with a treat underneath and see if you can't
sniff it out.
Yeah, right. No poker this week.
No poker for the dog. All right, Miss Adams, the hot Aussie chick. We will probably do another show within a week and put it up. Anything else? Last words? Finals?
Well, my last name's technically Benham, but you can call me Miss Adams.
Benham Adams. Danielle Benham Adams. Benham. Whatever. How many times have you been married? 17? 18?
No. I've been married once and divorced never.
Oh, I see. Okay, so this is Dr. Nick and...
The Hot Aussie Chick.
Signing off.
Yes, doing exactly that.
Okay.
I'm going to eat more cheese.
All right, Danielle Adams with her cheese and Dr. Nick signing off. Until next week, aces and faces.
Bye.